6.6. You will hear two students discussing an environmental studies lecture. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Becky.
Oh, hi, Wayne. You weren't at the environmental studies lecture this morning.
No, did I miss anything?
Factors influencing river life. And Dr. Bellamy set us an essay.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry. I took some notes. Now, listen carefully. A river's speed will dictate which animals and plants can survive in it. Got that? Usually, the faster the water, the more oxygen it contains. That's good for life. But fast-flowing rivers are more difficult to swim in, so some animals prefer more mature, slower rivers.
Slower rivers.
Now, on its journey from its source to the sea, a river may pass over several different types of substrate. Clay, sandstone...
Substrate?
The layers of rock beneath it. Clay, sandstone, chalk, soft or hard limestone, etc. Anyway, each kind of rock has an influence on the mineral content of the water and the species of animals and plants that are able to survive there.
Mineral content?
For instance, the freshwater crayfish requires water with plenty of oxygen and a good supply of lime to help create and maintain its thick outer skeleton. So a fast-flowing river running over chalk is perfect.
Chalk, right.
Another factor is man. In the past, some rivers have been used as transportation channels by large industrial boats. In fact, some still are. So many stretches of river have had to be deeply dredged, dug out, to maintain a deep channel. This prevents the bottom of the river developing naturally.
Right.
What's more, smaller craft need water plants such as lilies, reeds and rushes to be removed.
Otherwise they get all caught up in the propellers.
That's right. But their removal means that there is less habitat for wildlife. What's more, fast motorboats create wash that causes the erosion of the riverbanks, floods the nests of animals, and washes away wildlife.
Oh, that's terrible. All those little water rats and birds.
The last main factor, Wayne, is pollution.
I never drop any litter.
Unfortunately, it's not people like you or me that are mainly responsible for river pollution.
No?
The commonest kinds of pollution are industrial and include sewage, chemicals and other waste created by industry, fertilisers and pesticides, litter, large amounts of hot water, dense or decaying plant growth, and finally, slurry. That's animal waste.
Animal waste. Right. Thanks, Becky. When's this essay got to be in?
Friday.
Friday? Guess I better get to the library.